Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Chantelle Farmer, a research scientist in sow lactation biology at the Sherbrooke Research and Development Center of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Farmer.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You are involved in research being conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, which is looking to increase sow milk yield and piglet growth through the use of low-cost feeding and management strategies during gestation and or lactation. First of all, a little bit of background. What actually prompted the initiation of this research, and what are the main goals of the work?
Well, I've been working in sow lactation for the past 30 years or so. So my goal in research has always been to increase weight of the piglet at weaning. So I worked on fetal growth originally and also on milk yield. And now I'm focusing mainly on sow milk yield. We know that the piglets do not consume enough milk to reach an optimal weight at weaning. So if they can consume more milk, they will be heavier at weaning. And this is why now I'm really focusing on sow lactation work. So basically, it's not a new goal. It's a goal that's been there for a long time, but it's a problem that's ongoing that has not been solved yet. Sows still do not produce enough milk. And that's why I'm interested in that area.
How have the demands for milk actually changed over time, and why? And why is maximized milk production so important?
Well, over time, there has been an increase in sow milk yields. Yes, the sows produce more milk, but the litter size has been increasing. So the amount of milk that is ingested per piglet has been decreasing over the year. So what we need is to have a sow that actually produces more milk. And obviously, maximum milk production is important for the growth rate of the piglets. So that's why it's very important to try to optimize milk yield so that the growth rate of the piglets in the sucking period is maximal. And then at weaning, they reach a heavier weight. So it takes less time for them to reach market weight, and they're more resistant to diseases and so on. So yes, maximum milk yield of sows is important, and it's not optimal at the present time.
What are the main factors that will influence milk production during lactation? What do producers need to be focusing on in that regard, and why?
Well, a lot of factors can affect milk yield. I mean, first of all, genetics, you know, breed of the animals, but this is something that producers are, you know, most aware of. So they're already doing what needs to be done in that aspect. Obviously, nutrition is also important, and you have nutritionists working on, lactation intake is essential for the sow. So what can they do to increase the amount of feed that the sow is eating during lactation, which is problematic because the sow is not eating enough to meet all the demands for maximum milk production. And also in terms of composition, there's been a lot of studies done to alter, let's say, a milk composition so that it is more beneficial for the piglets. So genetics, nutrition are very important. Management per se is also important. The environment, temperature, photo periods, stress, all this is important. And personally, I'm working on another aspect that's kind of tied with everything, and it's what's called mammary development. We know that the number of milk synthesizing cells that are present at the onset of lactation is related to the amount of milk that will optimally be produced by the sow. So it's important to have the maximum amount of cells in mammary tissue that will secrete milk at the onset of lactation. So to do that, what I do in my research is to try to increase mammary development. This development takes place at three times in the life of a pig, a female pig. The first period is from 3 months of age to puberty. The second period is the last third of gestation, and the third period is during lactation. The period during lactation, I'm not focusing on because the animal is already producing milk. What I want to achieve is a maximum number of mammary cells at the beginning of lactation. So I'm working on those two periods before, and I'm working on two aspects. One is nutrition, and the other one is endocrinology. So either nutrition or hormones. And there are two aspects that are proven, you know, most interesting in terms of nutrition. We know that gills that are growing have to be fed ad libitum. If we restrict feed them in the period from 3 months to puberty, it will have a negative effect in terms of mammary development. And feeding in gestation, there's not a lot of work that's been done. Overfeeding at the end of gestation may not be too good, but it seems that protein intake may be beneficial in late gestation, but there's really not a lot of work done on nutrition per se. Now I'm working on the with this innovation, Swan Innovation. I have two projects looking at body condition of the animals, so that's related to nutrition. And I'm looking at the amount of back fat at the end of gestation and the impact that it has on mammary development. And yes, I found that if you take animals, you feed them differently in gestation so that you achieve three different sets of back fats at the end of gestation, there is an effect of nutrition in terms of mammary development. And the animals that are too thin, which was between 12 and 15 millimeters of back fat, had less of the milk synthesizing tissue than the animals that were either 17 to 19 or 21 to 25 millimeters of back fat. So it's important not to underfeed the animal in gestation to have an optimal number of cells at the end of gestation. And I have another project that's going on now where what we've done is starting at mating with animals that already differ in back fat and maintaining these differences to achieve the same three levels of back fat in that study as we had in the previous study, where they started with the same back fat at mating but were fed differently. And basically, there are some differences in the two trials, which is really interesting. And what I see now, it leads me to think that it's the nutrition in gestation that's more important than the amount of back fat that the gilt has at mating. So this is something that's very recent and quite interesting for producers.
What actually can be done during gestation to prepare the sow to produce milk following farrowing, and how much of an impact can that have?
A lot of work still needs to be done, because from what I found is you don't want to underfeed the animals, but we know that the animals in gestation are restricted fed. And I mean, it's good. They cannot be fed ad libitum, then we would have reproductive problems. So we have to find the happy medium and also the stage of lactation where feed intake is most important. I will soon start a project looking at feeding more at the end of gestation, some kind of compensatory feeding less until day 90 of gestation and more after that, to try to find when is the optimal time to increase feed intake of the sow or the gilt to maximize feed intake. So sadly enough, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. But basically, you want to make sure that the animal is not underfed in gestation, that they don't have too low back fat at the end of gestation. And hopefully in a couple of years, I'll be able to give more specific results on how to feed in gestation to maximize mammary development.
Do we have any information or indication as to what dietary requirements would best fit that, and what nutritional approaches would work?
Well, I've mentioned some of them. So dietary requirements, yes, there's a lot of information, but nobody looks at mammary development. So they looked at requirements for fetal growth. They're starting to look at requirements for mammary development, but not much. They look at requirements for lactation, you know, performance. But mammary development is something that's important and that is not really truly considered at the present time. So in terms of diet, some, you know, interesting things could be done where, like I've tried giving phytoestrogens, so a source of estrogens to gilts to improve mammary development. And that's something that did work in the growing period. If I gave plant source of estrogen, a phytoestrogen named genistein. It increased the number of cells that was present in mammary tissue at mating. So there are some things that can be done in terms of nutrition. But as I said, sadly enough, we still have quite a bit of work to do in that area.
What are the implications, both from an animal health and productivity standpoint?
Animal health, I'm talking more about piglet health, because obviously it's more the growth rate of the piglet that I'm looking at. So if the sow is producing more milk, the piglet will be heavier, will be more resistant, so maybe less chances of having diseases, and will definitely grow faster and reach market weight faster. So from a health standard for the piglet, obviously having a better growth rate is positive. In terms of the sow, well, we will have to make sure that if we ask the sow to produce more milk, that it's not something that will have a negative impact on her health or her longevity in the herd. So that's something that does have to be taken into consideration also, to make sure that the body condition is maintained and so on. So we have to consider both sides. But from what I'm seeing, by looking at back fat, what I'm suggesting for mammary development is nothing that will be bad for the sow health, but in fact it's going to be good. We need to maintain body condition of the sows.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Oh my goodness. Oh, basically that it's like we have a meeting next week talking about the priorities of research for the next swine cluster, and I just think it's important that the companies and producers are aware that a lot of work needs to be done in the sow. I mean, sadly enough, I'm the only scientist, and even in universities, the only person in Canada working on sow lactation biology. And I think it's sad, because a lot of work still needs to be done, and I think it's important to make sure that somebody works in that area, which is very important. Sows are not producing enough milk for optimal growth rate of piglets, and it's something that's it's much more cost-effective to make sure that the sow produces more milk for the piglets than to go ahead and pay a lot of money for extra, special feed for the suckling piglet. It's much more economical to work on the sow. So I think it's important to keep in mind, and I hope that the, people at various sectors of the swine industry in Canada will keep this in mind, that it's important to have somebody working at, increasing sow milk yield.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our guest has been Dr. Chantel Farmer, a research scientist in sow lactation biology with the Sherbrooke Research and Development Center of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.